consent calendar items that we pulled off, starting with 946.
Amend contract with Henderson Young and Company, Inc. in the amount of $57,310 to provide additional park system development charge update consulting services.
Okay. And Joe, I think, did you pull these? Did you want to speak on these?
Yeah. Can you give me about 2 minutes to get them out?
Sure. Or bring it with you. And I don't think we have staff here on any of these. They're all, the first two are contract amendments. And then the third one is an intergovernmental agreement with Oregon State to do data analysis from our watersheds. So 946, Joe, is the first one.
Mayor, we do have some staff here.
We do have some staff here. All right.
If, and what I would like to propose, if Mr. Walsh could go through his questions on all three.
Yeah.
And then I'll have staff come up and answer any questions that he poses.
Would that be okay with you, Joe?
Well, we can try the first one and see where we go.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
We're going to start on 947?
Yes, 946.
Okay, our objection to this is we're a little confused. And this is what I was talking about. We're talking about 947, right?
No, 946. Contract amendment with Henderson.
Okay, 946.
Yeah.
Back up. This one we're confused on because not a lot of money. It's $57,000 that you're going to expend. And when we looked at the paperwork, under the program schedule C, contractor will prepare 10 monthly progress reports. Right under that, then it goes to F. We're a little confused on that. The DE is missing, but it does go to F. And it says contractor will evaluate city policies concerning higher education and campus housing. Now, this is under Parks and Recreation. So we looked at this and we said, okay, what are we doing here? Are we going to send squirrels to college? Or are we going to spend this money to educate the public on what's going on in the parks? What are we going to spend this money on? And since this is under consent agenda, we object to the public not being able to understand where $50,000 of their money is going. And we resent that we feel that this is a very strange expenditure of funds, and I'm sure that somebody can explain it. However, there is a door over in Lonsdale in the men's room we can't even get replaced. So people are peeing in public. We can't get the damn door replaced because there's no money. But you're going to spend $50,000 on this. We object to that strongly.
So the sentence about concerning higher education and campus housing could be somewhat confusing. That's the essence of why this contract needs to be amended. What we're looking at is the system development charges that are charged to colleges for their on-campus housing. So this is in dispute as to whether they should be charged the same as the similar to residences, or since they're already paying for their lecture halls and other semi-office or commercial buildings within a system development.
What does
charge.
That have to do with parks and recreation? What does that have to do with benches and trees and
if you listen, it's about we're required.
I'm not waiting.
We're required under state law to do this work.
That's how we get the system development charges, which we charge to new development to help offset the impacts of new residents on the system. That's the same system development charges that we're using to build the Gateway and Beach Parks and multiple other amenities throughout the city. We have to be able to show that we're charging the correct amount in the correct way. And what's come up with the community committee that's looking at this issue is that more work needs to be done on the campus housing. And so that's why the contract is being extended. If you'd like some more information on it, you're welcome to talk to Tim Crail in my office. He'd be happy to give you as much information.
Okay, but let me respond, please.
No, we're not responding. I'm going to comment. I want to just underscore two things Commissioner Fritz mentioned. One is that this is required by state law, a periodic review of systems development charges. And two, a citizen committee has been formed to make recommendations to the commissioner in charge and the council. So it is a required effort. And this particular contract provides additional resources to support their work. And I Commissioner Fritz often is very modest when she talks about the use of SDCs on the east side, but it is precisely under her leadership that we've spent millions of dollars in building fees to begin to build out parks on the east side. And without that tool, we wouldn't really have an effective tool. So we are required to be able to justify these fees, which is why we do periodic review. We have to have a legally defensible rationale because, Joe, as you probably know, there are lots of organized groups in the state that object to systems development charges. They go to court to prevent jurisdictions from collecting them. We have to have a legally defensible position on SDCs. In turn, we take those fees and invest in good things like parks on the east side. So that's the context for this matter.
Okay. So we've heard
I would like to respond.
We've heard your statement.
No,
we're going to move on.
I'm going to respond to
Mr.
both.
Mr. Walsh, we're done with this item.
No,
we're
I'm going to respond.
No, you're not.
We're
not
having, I am.
No,
I'm
we're
going
not
to
having
respond.
A debate here.
Now, what's going on?
Mr. Walsh, we're going to ask you to stand down. Mr. Walsh, I'm going to warn you one more time that you're being disruptive. Mr. Walsh, you are being disruptive. No, you do not have. No, you don't, sir. You have a. Sir, I'm going to warn you one more time. You have the ability to come up here and.
Don't do that stuff.
Mr. Walsh, you're done. Mr. Walsh. Mr. Walsh, I'm going to ask you to leave the chamber now. You've been disruptive. We're not going to take any further testimony from you today. You, sir, are excluded.
I am not leaving.
You are excluded.
I am not excluded either.
Yes, you are. We're going to continue our council discussion. You
no,
can, you,
we're not going to continue anything until
sir,
you apologize.
Sir, you're going to continue to yell if you wish until such time as security
if
removes
you
from the chamber. I have, sir.
If
you're
you
done.
Comment,
Mr. Walsh.
I have a right to respond.
Council's hey, recessed while security deals with this individual.
No.
We're recessed, Mr.
No.
Walsh. We are in recess. You can leave the room.